Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 992 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Sweet. Now, here's today's question from James.
Hi, Pat. This is James from LaserCutterFAQ.com. First, I just want to say thank you for all the great work you do and the positive impact you're having on people's lives. My website is a question and answer site where people can ask and answer questions about working with laser cutters and engravers. I want this site to grow into a useful resource for the maker community and anyone else who works with lasers. I don't have a lot of money for advertising right now, so I'm trying to grow it organically. But since the site relies on the interactions of users, it's really dependent on network effects for growth. I was wondering if you had some suggestions on how I could get more traction on the site in a bootstrapping kind of way. Thank you again for all the awesome work you do and for taking the time to answer this question.
Hey, James, thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate it. I'm going to give you an idea that I've shared in many different places, but you can potentially take it and incorporate it into your own site. Now, the origin of this idea comes from my podcasting course. This is poweruppodcasting.com. You can all sign up for the waitlist there if you'd like, actually, poweruppodcasting.com. But this is a tip I offer people who are just starting out. A lot of people in that course are also bootstrapping too. They've just spent money on, you know, their equipment and stuff, and they just want to go and grow. Many people have started without any audience and have done very well and have used just this strategy alone, and that is utilizing the relationships that you will build with owners of forums and people who have already built trust with your target audience. To be a little bit more specific, you can go on Facebook, for example, type in your niche, and look for all the different groups related to that particular topic. And if you have a podcast, you can interview the admins of those groups, the people who are going to be likely to say yes because they're hardly ever asked to do such a thing, and more likely to say yes to sharing that episode with their community versus like an A-lister in your space. So that's why a podcast is a great thing to have, because it's a platform where you can invite people to come and, you know, you can interview them and feature them in their community. And it's just been an amazing strategy that many people have used. Now, how can you use this if you have a blog and you don't really have a podcast? And that's okay if you don't have a podcast. That's something you could potentially offer. But what I would do is see how you might be able to build relationships and connect with other influencers out there who already have an audience, who are sort of potentially even bigger names, and have them come on as sort of the person to answer a few of these questions. You're going to feature them as sort of a guest answerer, I guess, for maybe a few questions or a short period of time. Make an event out of it too, AMA style. Hey, today we're doing an AMA with, you know, Kathy Rogers, who is an incredible laser cutter. She's been doing it for 20 years. And for today only, all questions that are asked, she and I will be, you know, going through them, and she'll be answering them from her experience today. And she can promote that and share it with her audience at the same time, because they likely don't have a platform to answer questions like this. Plus, they want to get this person you're kind of interviewing, but not really kind of using as a resource, but also having them become somebody with who's going to get a lot more exposure. And again, that's why they would want to do it, because there's probably people there already. And as this site continues to grow, their names are going to be there. It's going to be associated in an expert, sort of authoritative kind of way. And I think that would be really fun. I don't know exactly how you would manage that in terms of, you know, logistics and having, you know, having it known that that's happening to your audience. Hopefully you're building a list, which is something you could share with these influencers as well, in terms of just making these announcements and such. But that's a great way for you to add value to the person that you are inviting on to come on, as they are adding value to your site and the overall just feel and roundedness and by roundedness, I mean just the fact that your site is the one that's encompassing almost everybody in the space. It's not just you answering questions, but it's the entire expert community, perhaps down the road. That's something that I think could work out very well. So yeah, jam on that, James. Let me know what you think and keep me up to date. I think that's something that could potentially work out very well. And that will be the quickest way for you to kind of bootstrap, because it's not going to cost you really that much money to do. Maybe a little bit in infrastructure and setting up, you know, the website to make it look like, you know, you're hosting this person for a day or for a week or whatever. And also just to kind of spend time. You're using time, not money, to reach out and build those relationships and expand your website. So, James, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. Best of luck to you. I'm going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. For those of you who are wondering about the contest that's happening, I'm actually giving away $1,000 each day, each week, to a random person who enters the contest. And that giveaway can be found at askpat.com/solve. Askpat.com/solve. And the reason it's solve is because I've been dropping clues for the answer to a question that you're asked on that page to be entered into this drawing. And you'll only kind of know what the answer is if you've listened since episode 900. Now, you might be able to guess, which is okay, but I've been dropping clues since episode 900, and perhaps you might know the answer, and then you'll be entered. So just rewarding the listeners of Ask Pat who've been with me for a while, and I just want to thank you again for being awesome. And finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by C.S. Lewis. Someday you will be old enough to start reading fairy tales again. Ooh, interesting. All right, guys, thanks so much. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.